This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oriental bittersweet is obnoxious. I say this as we hit Thanksgiving week and we're already decorating for the holidays. Also, because it's on the invasive weed list, this pretty thing is all good cheer as we use it for decorating. Then the darn thing went wild and is now at the top of the hit list for most U.S. states. Oriental bittersweet is an ecological threat to forests, grasslands, and parks. The vines twine around trees, girdling them in a snake-like fashion. Though it prefers forest edges and sunlight, oriental bittersweet can grow in forest understories, eventually reaching forest canopies, shading the trees and understory and preventing native plant species from flourishing. Infestations can become so thick that wildlife, such as deer, can have difficulty navigating through wooded areas filled with it. Oriental bittersweet is an attractive vine that's been used in holiday decorations and other crafting items for years because of the beautiful fruiting branches, which have red berries and yellow fruit capsules spread all along the stem. However, these same persistent berries that make wreaths delightfully charming easily spread the seed of this terrible invasive. This is not our native American bittersweet. Yes, it may be prettier, but it doesn't belong here because it doesn't play well with others, such as our native plants. The seeds of oriental bittersweet are easily dispersed and are commonly spread when birds eat the fruit or people dispose of craft or floral arrangements in compost and brush heaps. Reproduction also occurs through vegetative root suckering. I'll have pictures and lots more information on gardenbite.com. Brought to the U.S. in 1879, it was sold in garden centers until 2010. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.